grace, your peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Are there any here today who have waited and longed for God? Today is your day. For God has acted and shown himself. Are there any who have toiled in his service? Today you rejoice. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Your life is secure with the one who is on the throne. Are there any who have kept the fast? Be that small tokens or the great Lent. Today is payday. Your reward is today. Today, the great festival day. If you responded in the first hour, today is your promised reward. If you came in the third hour, you received the same reward. Join the feast. If you came at noon, do not doubt. The reward is yours. If you heard the promise in the afternoon and went to the fields, today is your great day. Come and eat. And this is, and if this is your 11th hour, do not delay. Come, you suffer no loss. This is for you, same as all. The Lord is abundantly gracious and gives to the last as he did to the first. He gives the fruits of today. To the one, the Lord gives in baptism. And to another, he bestows it by the proclamation. And they all join in the work of the vineyard. And the Lord accepts the work. He honors the deed and commends the intention and says, "Go tell my brothers. Go tell your brothers. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. Arise. Let us all go up to Zion. First and last alike receive your reward. Rich and poor, sing together. You sober and you slothful, celebrate today. Whether you kept the fast or gained a few pounds, today we all rejoice because the table is full. It's full of heavenly food. It's the victory of our Lord and of his Christ. Let no one go away hungry. Everyone here partake of this cup of faith. Today has been prepared for you. Enjoy the grace of your Lord. Celebrate his goodness. If you find yourself poor, blessed are you today. For the universal kingdom has been revealed and it is yours. If you mourn, whether you mourn for those who are no longer here, or you mourn for your inability to walk the perfect life, that you fall again and again, today be happy. You are blessed, for where life and forgiveness have been secured for you. Christ is risen. The grave did not hold him, and this is given to you. If you fear death, let that fear go. From that fear of death, our Savior has set us free. More than set us free, Christ has destroyed it. Satan's arrows broken lie. Destroyed hell's fiercest weapon. Destroyed it by enduring it. Destroyed hell by descending to it and triumphing over it. The gates of brass before him burst. The iron fetters yield. And as fierce as Satan might scowl and yell, he could do nothing. The angels that watched with sad and wondering eye the approaching sacrifice have broken out in a new song. Join their song and their victory march. Jeremiah, that prophet of doom and gloom, even Jeremiah saw it. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And again I will build you. And again you shall plant vineyards. And there shall be a day when watchmen will call, arise. Oh, hell was in an uproar at that. All of its claims mocked. The grave is not eternal. All of hell's plans destroyed, for God rebuilds. All of hell's hopes annihilated, because the wine of gladness will be grown again. All of hell's rule shattered, because Satan is defeated and thrown into the pit. And watchmen on this day proclaim it from pulpits everywhere. Hell took the body of the crucified, took him into his realm, took him into the grave, and hell discovered God. Hell took that earthly body and encountered the heavenly one. Hell took what it saw and was overcome by what it didn't see. The sins of the world placed on that cross, it saw, but it was carried by the innocent one. It did not see. The grace of God, hell saw and despised. It was offered to all in Jesus Christ. And hell could not fathom that. Where is your victory now, O hell? Where is your sting, death? Christ is risen, and you are annihilated. Christ is risen and the evil one has been cast down. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life is given to you free. Christ is risen. And the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, having been risen from the dead, is now the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Your life is hidden with Christ, who sits at the right hand of God Almighty. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Do not be afraid. Christ is risen. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.